When an expression is used with considerable frequency, it is common to use an abbreviation rather than to spell out the entire set of words. When, for example, you just don't have time or space to elaborate, there's the ever-ready, etc. Or when you just can't wait another minute, there's ASAP. There's FYI for your information and TMI when too much information is provided. At the end of a letter, we can use PS or use Gov, Rev, or Prof as a formal address. Then there are the letters that were included on a study guide that was handed out to the Music 102 class yesterday. These letters, which are not nearly as common as the others, but still has some significance, JJ and SDG. Although these are not commonly used in these modern times, they should have a ring of familiarity to anyone not only in the Music 102 class, but who has ever been a sophomore at ILHS, for they come to the fore during the annual presentation of the life and music of Johann Sebastian Bach. Known not only for his unparalleled music skills, but also for his faith in the Lord Jesus, he apparently used these letters typically to begin and end his various tasks. But I rather doubt that this custom originated with him. It seems more likely that he was simply carrying on a tradition that he had seen other Christians do, which were imitating Christians that preceded them, who were, in effect, reflecting what the apostles had done prior to them, who were expressing that which had been expressed by the prophets and psalmists of old, one such psalmist of whom was King David. The text for this morning is a selection of verses from Psalm 70, where David says, "Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let all who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified." David begins Psalm 70 with a plea for the Lord's help. What does JJ stand for? They're for the old Latin words Jesu Iuva, which means Jesus help. And near the end of the psalm, David says, "Let all who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified." SDG, also for Latin, Soli Deo Gloria, stands for "To God alone be the glory." And what better words could there be with which to frame every task that comes our way? King David was an amazingly talented individual. He was a competent shepherd, successfully warding off the wild beasts that threatened his father's flock. He was a brave warrior, slaying the Goliath who had tormented and ridiculed the armies of Israel. He was a skillful musician, being summoned to soothe the vexed spirit of Saul with his music. And he was a gifted poet, used by the Holy Spirit to pen a variety of psalms. And yet, he was not one who put confidence in his own abilities. If anyone had human reason to face his tasks with self-confidence, it would have been King David. And yet that which seems to have served as a type of refrain in his life were these words, "Lord, make haste to help me." Similarly, nobody could have possibly been more talented in his field than Bach. He was the best at what he did, and I imagine he probably was aware of that. But as did King David, he would routinely preface his work by scribbling the letters JJ, Jesus, help. This approach to one's work is born of the realization that we really are completely helpless in and of ourselves. Contrary to the thinking of the world, which places all confidence in one's human abilities and encourages us to think that there's absolutely nothing we can't do if we just don't set our minds to it, contrary to that, Scripture makes clear the true state of affairs, namely that we are wholly dependent on God's power and help. We are like lights that absolutely need to be plugged into a power source before they can shine. We are the branches that have to be attached to the root before there can be any fruit. "I am the vine, you are the branches," Jesus says. "He who abides in me and I in him the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. One of the basic principles of the Bible is that we live and move and have our being only in God. Without him, we're completely incapable of doing anything. We're piles of dust. Recognizing this natural inability which exists in sinful nature, the child of God then goes to the one who is the inexhaustible provider of help. The scriptures abound with examples of people who did just that, looking not to themselves despite their gifts, but to the Lord for the assistance that they needed. Ordinary people, like Abraham's servant who asked for the Lord's help when he had to go find a wife for Isaac. Kings, such as Solomon, who, despite his many gifts, prayed that the Lord would give him the wisdom to govern his people successfully. Judges like Samson, who asked the Lord for a renewal of strength that he might complete the job of deliverance. Apostles like Paul, who prayed for the stamina and gifts needed to take the gospel message to the ends of the earth. And post-biblical people like Luther, who were told would begin his tasks with hours of prayer. We are motivated to go to the Lord for help, the help that we need, not only because he has the power that is necessary, but because of his many promises to help. He who took upon himself the most difficult task of all, atoning for our sins, invites us to tap him for all the additional assistance that we need. Ask, it will be given to you. Then there's glorifying God, giving him the glory for one's accomplishments. That's the way of faith. Unfortunately, we so often forget. When we do succeed at something, when we do reach a goal, the deep-seated inclination of our flesh is to forget that our help came from the Lord and to grab the glory for ourselves, rushing to the conclusion that we're really quite self-sufficient. Consequently, Scripture reminds us repeatedly to give glory to the one who truly deserves it, God. Let all who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. So, you test well, you run well, you play well, you work well, you witness well, you serve well. Give God the glory, since he's the only one who enables and gives gifts and responds to our calls for help. In another psalm, David prayed, help me, O Lord my God, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. As children of God, we ought to magnify his name, to direct attention to the one who is so attentive to our needs. Whatever you do, says Paul, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And so, whether written out or abbreviated or just in mind, the prayer that Jesus would help us use is to ask him for help, the most God-pleasing way to begin our tasks, and then to give him glory when our work is done, that being the most appropriate way with which to conclude an endeavor. JJ, ASAP, and BTW, our Christian predecessors would say, SDG. Hymn 244, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. 244, 1, 3, and 4.